Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf. Maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield. Adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown. 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor, because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
It's intercepted up the middle at the 20. Coming to the near side, 25. Then the player's hit. The ball's jarred free. Hurts picked it up. He loses the ball. The ball's rolling. Near sideline. Recovered at the 45. The Chargers have gotten the ball.
One of the hardest things for any quarterback to see is a dropping out defensive lineman.
NFL Network analyst.
It just kind of popped into my mind because I had read something a week ago or talked to somebody a week ago that just said something about how Ben had been influenced. I don't know if it's spending time with Mike or studying the playbook that we had or whatever. That
I think it was me. I think it was me on this show.
Did you say it last week?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, come
on. We have got we've got an ongoing conversation. It's a give and take. It's a beautiful thing.
That's right. Okay, it was you.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes.
The Bears.
On 670 The Score.
Our segment with Kurt Warner is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It's also brought to you by Great Clips. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Kurt joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Kurt, how are you?
I am really good. How are you guys?
We are doing very, very well. The Bears with a very convincing win against Cleveland. And we've been talking a lot about the Packers game already because we're very excited about that one. But what did you think as you watched Caleb Williams and the Bears offense yesterday, Kurt?
I actually thought it was one of Caleb's better games. You know, they stay committed to the run game, and that's kind of become the strength of their offense. But they do it really, really well. And they allowed the pass game to be a little bit more complimentary. But I thought Caleb played really, really well. You know, I didn't think he was making any bad decisions. You know, made some good throws down the field. I like the touch that he put on a number of throws. I mean, I just I thought it was a really good game. And again, it wasn't all about Caleb and it wasn't about throwing for 300 yards. But I thought he did a really nice job of playing the game.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, and thought he showed a lot of accuracy. There were three drops, so the numbers would have been even better. So you've got some of that, and he was very confident post-game and calm post-game, so we factored that in a little bit. The one that some people are talking about as a possibly a bad decision, but he completes it, is what they called, is the hero ball play.
The oh my God throw.
The hero post route where he throws it to DJ Moore high in the back of the end zone. But my God, what a throw and what a catch. Is that an ill-advised decision or not by Caleb? Up 14-3 at that point.
If it was me throwing it, it would have been fully ill-advised. I would have heard about that for an entire week. I have no idea. I mean, when you've got a certain skill set and you believe you can make certain throws, is it ill-advised or not? Because, he's made a lot of throws doing some things that for a lot of us would be ill-advised because, we're not capable of them. Obviously, he was capable of it. He threw a touchdown pass on it. Dangerous? Yeah. I mean, was it something that when I was watching it on film, like, okay, I don't really see what he saw that made him think I'm going to make this throw. But again, he sees it through a different lens because he's made different throws like that. Just not something that I would advise any quarterback to do often. But what a play.
It's always interesting to me considering that he does have that level of talent and skill. How do you go about dealing with that as a coach when you know that your guy can make crazy plays, but you're kind of telling them, don't do it unless you absolutely necessarily have to?
I mean, here's the thing. It's like, I've been very outspoken. I mean, I threw a lot of interceptions. And I threw a lot of interceptions because I trusted my eyes. I trusted my ability. I trusted my ability to anticipate. And a number of them would turn into interceptions. But on the flip side, there were way more than that turned into great plays and big plays and game-changing plays for my teams. So, my coaches, for the most part, I made some bad decisions without a doubt. And so when I made a bad decision that wasn't based on, something that I could explain or something that, that I had done before – then of course a coach would come and say, hey, we got to avoid these dumb decisions. And it's like, yeah, we do. But, sometimes it was, I know exactly what you were thinking. I know, I remember when you did this, or, I see what you saw with this defender, or, those types of things. Coaches having a pulse on that and going, keep doing it. Like, keep playing, like, because you can make this decision. And this time it didn't work out. But I don't think it was a terrible decision, based on all the factors. And so I think that's how you always have to weigh those things. As a coach, you have to be – you can't just be results-based. You have to – so just like that. Like, you can't just go, just do that every time because it worked out. You can't do that. But by the same token, when somebody, makes a good decision and you understand why, and it just doesn't work out, you got to be able to tell the quarterback, like, hey, I get it. I see why you did it. Don't let that, stop you from doing it the next time, because, there's valid reasons for making that decision, even when it doesn't work out. And so that to me is always the balancing factor, is you have to realistically approach every situation and go, is this something we can live with because we know the why and we know what this usually leads to? Or is this something that's going to continually hurt us and we've got to make our decision on how to coach it or how to talk about it based off of those things?
We are fortunate to have an ongoing conversation with Kurt Warner, where sometimes we'll mention Mike Martz and then Kurt will tweet about Mike Martz and then he'll come back and we'll talk about it. And then in front of the media, one of the Bears beat reporters will ask Ben Johnson about your comments, Kurt. This was the other day when Ben Johnson was addressing the media.
I've met him a couple times and, I've got a ton of respect for the guy. He's a guy, I remember going to dinner with him when I was in Miami, it was me and a couple other coaches, and he could just talk for hours, and you're just a sponge soaking it all in. He certainly believes in what he believes in. And when Bill Lazor took over at Miami, kind of had this vision of bringing Chip Kelly's run game and combining it with Mike Martz's digit system offense. And so indirectly, I've been influenced by that digit system. We did it for a couple of years. And so I do have a little bit of familiarity in terms of how he would coach some of that stuff. We brought him in and he's talked to the staff about it. So yeah, there are elements of that, but the root of this offense is we're more of a mutt. There's stuff all over the place.
So it's pretty fascinating that he is influenced by Mike Martz, if indirectly. You saw that on the tape over these past few weeks, and there it is in practice. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and again, you know, just like Ben says, you know, I think there's probably a compilation of things that go into the offense that he's built. And, you know, for me, it's plays that we ran, you know, so whether he was influenced by Mike and watching us or whatever with these plays, I mean, these aren't necessarily plays that are just unique to the greatest show on turf and what we did. You know, but it just reminds me, you know, certain elements remind me of a lot of the things that we did and we built. And so, yeah, I mean, and I think all good offensive coaches, they do that. You know, hey, Mike Martz led one of the greatest offenses in NFL history. Let me talk to him. Let me see what I can pull from him. Let me see, you know, what aspects we can apply that go with my offensive philosophy. And then you sit down with the next great offensive coach and you go, okay, what do they do? And how do I build my own offense with maybe some influence of all these guys? But at the end of the day, with, you know, a system that fits how I see the game, how I feel we need to best build this thing to succeed. But you take all of those different things, you know, Mike, you know, we'd go all the way back to Don Coryell is kind of where it started, and then Norv Turner. And so I think all great coaches do that, you know, that one day maybe we'll be talking about the Ben Johnson influence on everybody else. But I think great offenses are never just the design of one person, you know, recreating the wheel, and this is what we're going to do. It's taking and stealing things from other great offensive minds.
When he says it's a mutt, and as you describe it, I'm sitting here thinking about a formation they ran a couple times, once on the first DeAndre Swift touchdown with two tight ends in the backfield, kind of mirroring each other.
The inverted wishbone.
Like an inverted wishbone. It looked like something Greg Roman had done.
With Baltimore a couple years ago.
Right? Mm-hmm. It looked like some of that Greg Roman stuff, which probably goes way back other decades. Like that's a funky thing to mix in there to be paired with some Mike Martz stuff and anything else, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it is, but, you know, you see some of the best teams in the league. Like Miami is another team that, you know, I watch them every week, and it's less about their pass game and more about their run game. And that same formation showed up for Miami a couple times last week in their game. And, you know, the ability to create some different angles and, you know, force the defense to, you know, to look at certain things, because it's almost like an overload formation, because you got, you know, two guys in the backfield on one side of the quarterback, and then the back that could potentially go to that side. So almost like a four strong, and then you can wrap them back to the backside, and you can do creative things with the pass game where it's still passes that are in your system. You've just kind of doctored them up to make them look differently and to force the defense to have to adjust to what you do. And so that was a big thing. Like when I, you know, when I coached high school football, is, you know, every week, you know, we would change formations more than we would change our actual plays. And, you know, we would force the issue by, hey, we're going to give them this look that they've never seen before. Doesn't change a lot for what we do, because all guys are going to have their same responsibilities, but they've never seen it before. How do they react? What does it do? Does it allow us to steal a big play in the run game or the pass game? And so I think you see a lot of teams around the league that will do that and just change up the formations and give somebody something different that they probably haven't planned for. Or, you know, the other side of that is now the next team has to look at those two or three plays, and they're going to plan for that. And then Ben probably won't run those for 4 or 5 weeks while the other team's preparing for them, and they're never going to see it.
Kurt, while watching Shedeur Sanders yesterday, I walked away with some thoughts. And I'm like, you know,
the numbers look terrible, right? The three interceptions look terrible. But I walked away going, that ball he threw to Jerry Jeudy was great. He has really good touch for a young guy. I am wondering if he'll ever throw with pace on some of it. But considering the environment that he's in, if Shadur were to come to you and be like, how am I supposed to work through this? Because it seems as if he is not being given, from a personnel standpoint, and maybe even from a coaching standpoint, the best environment to learn. So how should he go about learning?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think when you get to this level, and I was blessed to have a lot of really talented players around me, you know, at the beginning of my career. But you're less worried about the skill around you. Like that's not the factor that you're worried about. You're worried about, you know, having an offense that fits you, that you understand, that when you go out there to play, you know, regardless of if a guy's getting open or not, so to speak, I know what I'm supposed to do. You know, I know where I'm supposed to go with the football. I know what my read is supposed to be. I understand the timing elements of different things. And I'm comfortable with it, right? The plays make sense to me. The plays have answers, so I know where to go. And then if I come over to the sideline knowing I did the right thing, but my guy didn't get open, I can live with that, and I can grow, and I can learn as a player, and I can walk away feeling good about my performance, just from the standpoint of you're seeing it. You're going there. Like, we need that guy to win, yes, but you got through the process, and you're there. And that, to me, is what growth is all about. We get so caught up with numbers and stats. That's never the most important thing for me with young guys. It's, are they doing the right thing? Are they getting to the right place? You know, are they consistently able to make the right kind of throw that's needed for a situation? And yeah, there are times where, you know, guys aren't surrounded by great talent. And so, so you have to weigh them, you know, with those other factors, and, you know, it's not like, oh, as long as I get to the right spot, I'm going to complete every pass. We're going to win every route. But that's how you grow, is, you know, you learn the game, you understand the game, you understand what you're seeing, and you're going through that process, and you're not always just hung up on results. As much as I get it, you know, we all want to have results. We all want to have good stats. We all want to win. Like, we all want that. But that, to me, was always a key. And it's a key when I watch film. You know, we've talked about a lot with Caleb. I want to see his eyes in the right spot. If his eyes are in the right spot and he's going through the process, even if he misses a throw here or there, I'm feeling really good about where we're going, you know, because now it's like, okay, the mental part of it's good. Now let's just clean up the physical part, and we've got something special. You know, and that's what I'm always looking at, because if you can slow the game down and play the game mentally, you always are going to have a chance. And so that to me is where you start and how you build something and how you grow and learn as a young guy.
Well, clearly Philip Rivers can still play the game mentally. How about how about physically? That was fascinating to watch. What were you thinking as you saw some of that?
Yeah, you know, I haven't gone back and watched the tape yet. I mean, I was watching as closely as I could on a TV copy, because I love Philip, and you know, I was pulling for him to have some sort of success. And you know, and obviously they had that. You know, I had a chance to win that game with just a couple of minutes to go. You know, I think there are some physical limitations, you know, at least at this stage, right? You're coming back, you have 4 days of practice, you haven't been doing this. Like, I'm interested to see what the uptick is and how much better and more in condition he can get physically in terms of throwing the football. You know, because it didn't quite have the velocity and the pace on it that we've seen in the past. But wow, I mean, to go in and even just manage things at this level after 5 years off, I thought he did a great job. And I'm looking forward to seeing how this thing plays out the rest of the season. But you know, very impressed. I can't imagine coming off a couch after 5 years off and playing in a game like that on the road and having that semblance of success.
Did the Colts call you? I mean, were you on the list of people that they got down to?
No, but I think, you know, when you hit that 50 barrier, I think it's like, okay, that ship has sailed. No matter how great a shape that guy stays in, that ship has sailed and he is done.
Kurt, as always, we appreciate the education. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, take care.
It was fascinating to watch that. After you had told me some of the backstory, which I shared with some friends yesterday, of like, Phillip's been coaching that same offense in high school. He's had a relationship with Shane Steichen that goes back to 2019 when they were together in San Diego. They talk all the time. So he's been thinking that offense consistently and recently. So it was crazy to watch.
His kids were his players all got together and watched the game together.
Now what, his former teammates?
Yeah, no, the kids he coaches.
Oh, the high school team.
They got together and they had a camera on, like, watching the game. Oh, and they were like, yeah! Because now it's like, oh, all that stuff that I've been telling you on how to run this offense, let me show you how to run it at the highest level.
Oh, man. Alex Kuhn sent us the tweet from pregame that somebody saw Phillip Rivers out there, like, walking the fields, like, that is an offensive coordinator, because he looked like an offensive coordinator. Then there was the play during the game where he, like, fell down.
He fell down slowly. He fell so slowly.
And then he got up slower because he hadn't been touched yet, so he had to get up. And it was like, man, I feel you, Phillip. That doesn't look like any fun.
If you've ever seen Kevin Hart's impersonation of Shaq falling, it is one of the funniest things ever. Oh, and it's exactly how Phillip fell yesterday. And it's like where you're kind of falling slow and you're reaching for the ground and you're like, all right, I think I'm okay.
And then you got to get up and you're like, all right, if I kick one leg out this way, and if I lean this knee on the ground here and I push 40% of my body weight with the left hand,
I think I'll be good. I think it'll work out for me.
Meanwhile, Myles Garrett got de-cleated by Ozzy Trapillo at one point and got up while Ozzy was still like extending his arms.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Myles Garrett is problematic. He's so fun to watch when he's not chasing your quarterback around. If you chase someone else's quarterback around, it's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, they were smart how they attacked Myles Garrett.
They were.
First play of the game was play action bootleg away from him.
Yep.
First snap of the second series was Cole Kmet coming in motion to Myles' side, and he cuts him even though the run play is to the other side. And Kmet told Brad Biggs, it kind of pisses off those guys. He was like, really, man? And I said, hey, it's going to be that type of day.
You got to let them know.
We're coming for you. Whether it was chips or cutting or trying to keep his head on his shoulder. Yeah. We're running the other side, but we're going to cut you anyway.
Chip Help was out there doing the best job he could. And even with Chip Help, Ozzy Trapillo did not have fun.
There was one time where Kyle Manungai did the worst impersonation of Chip Help that I've ever seen. Just like leaned a shoulder out, and Myles was like, "What?
Who are you?" Swats him away.
Why are you offering me a shoulder? That does nothing.
You're very small
to me.
Swat.
Yeah, I am Godzilla. Are you not aware?
I've got Godzilla over on this hand, and
I am King of the Monsters.
King of the Monsters on this one. Get out of here.
Yeah.
With your stuff. Crazy person. All right, we've had our say. Kurt's had his say. Why don't you get your say? It's Packers week. 312-644-6767 is the number. The Bears went from being the 7th seed back to the 2 seed. They're leading the NFC North. What do you think about your team? 312-644-6767. We are taking your phone calls next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And this Bears crowd feeling very good. The Bears have been delightful today, and this city is alive and well on the Bears bandwagon, about to go 10-4 on the season.
It is going to be a build-up to next Saturday.
Green Bay and the Bears in a rematch. Prime time next Saturday night.
That's right. Saturday night, 7 o'clock kickoff over at Soldier Field. Bears and Packers. Woo! It is Packers week. Olin tweeted it.
At 2:30 in the afternoon.
He was ready to turn the page immediately.
On game day. So what, it was middle of the fourth? Is that what that was?
I think it was end of the third.
End of the third, Olin was feeling it. Lawrence is out here calling for Case Keenum to be out there. For those who don't know, Tyson Bagent came down with an illness yesterday morning, so Case Keenum was the backup.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
I mean,
he actually grinded his absolute face off for real this time.
That's
it's really
too bad.
Painful.
That's too bad. Face seems important.
Hey, can I just say to Tyson Bagent?
That does seem like it would make you sick.
Yeah.
That's a veteran play.
In the cold?
That's a veteran play.
I'm just going to be over here with Scott Daly by the heaters.
Hey, guess what? The quarterback that I'm back up for doesn't really miss games. And I'm feeling a little icky this morning. You know what? Coach, can't go today. Can't go.
My daughter Zoe went out there to that game yesterday with her friend MC. The two of them went out. I believe MC was wearing five different pairs of pants at the same time.
Sounds about right.
Smart move.
Two pairs of socks, five layers on top, two different foot warmers inside the shoes. And then there was a hat, there was a face covering. Still crazy people.
I was worried about my teammate Zoe. I wanted her to leave after the Bears went up. Once they went up, what, 24-3 or whatever, I was like, yeah, she can go home now.
Tell Zoe to go home. I'm going on Saturday. It's not going to be as cold.
You might get rained on.
Yeah, I can deal with that. High of 42 on Saturday.
Oh, sounds pretty good.
Got invited to the game on Saturday night. Very excited. I'll be there in the house for a game of this consequence. Can't wait.
Yeah, and he is also 1 foot out the door, man, because this is going to be the last time you hear from Spiegs until Friday. He's got other stuff that he's got to do. But on Friday, mm-hmm. we are going to be at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl, previewing round two of Chicago versus Green Bay.
Let's go!
Raheemy, Harris, and Grody, they're going to be there from 10 to 2. Our show is going to be there 2 to 6. We'll be joined by special guests, including Patrick Manley and hosts from The Fan in Milwaukee, including that triple agent, Rami Makhlouf. Yeah. That's Friday from 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's all brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. For a great experience, visit ZieglerSubaruKenosha.com. You want to talk to the people?
Let's do it. Let's talk to the people. Lots to talk about from the Cleveland game, or go ahead and talk Packers since the page has been turned.
312-644-6767, old school. Let's talk with Jerry. Hey, Jerry, you're on The Score.
How you doing, guys?
Good, Jay.
I got two points that I wanted to make. I'm concerned because the last time we played the Packers, it seemed like we went away from the run, which was really surprising after we ran down the Eagles' throat. And then the other thing is how many of the Packers are going to be able to play that got hurt yesterday in the Broncos game? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, Micah Parsons is not going to be one of them. That dude looked hurt and out for the year.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about it on all national media. It's a torn ACL, so he's gone for a minimum of 9 months. So now you're talking a minimum. It could be up to a year.
Talk about middle of the season at earliest for his return.
That's what you're talking about with him and Patrick Mahomes.
And it's brutal, obviously, for both of them. What a brutal day for the league for that to happen. And when you trade everything you trade for Micah in a go-for-it moment, and now you can't utilize that this year, and you're hoping you can utilize it next year or be good enough without him until he comes back. So he's not going to play. Christian Watson, we don't know. Big factor for them. They called it a chest injury. Looked like a shoulder.
I was thinking, like, after I'd heard it was chest, I was like, ooh, okay, his arm kind of gets pulled away. Maybe it's a torn pec.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like that was the first thing I started thinking once I saw the replay of it. That he might have just ended up in a bad spot and is like, torn pec muscle.
It's an injury-prone guy. So we'll see if he's going to be able to go or not. I'll be looking at the injury reports. As for the schematic question, it's a great question. They went away from the run game early. Five of the first six plays were passes. And I think they would have had a much better shot if they'd run the ball more. But remember the adjustments late in the second quarter and into the second half by Ben Johnson. That's the starting point. Running inside on them. Maybe they're not afraid to run outside now without Micah.
Yeah, it makes a world of difference. Like all the different things that you can now add back into what it is that you want to do because you're not using chip help or max protection. Now, like, you can free up someone because Micah's not out there. You can play. You have more freedom because that crazy person is not chasing your quarterback.
And it probably means fewer bootlegs for Caleb Williams. They did that crazy amount of bootlegs in the second half, running away from pressure. Maybe the straight drop back game, especially at home, is a little more in play after Caleb had such a good day yesterday in the straight drop back game. It's a fascinating chess match between Ben and LaFleur.
Let's go on out to Rick. Hey, Rick, you're on The Score.
Hi, guys. This is an odd thing to ask about, but I've been curious about this, and I'm wondering, like, why Caleb has this habit of having his mouthpiece hang out of his mouth like a chew toy. My theory is that in high school it was mandated, and he wasn't comfortable speaking or calling signals with it, so he just got in the habit of doing that. But I don't know what the point is at the NFL level. I don't know how that makes him a better NFL quarterback. So if you could solve that mystery for me, I'd appreciate it.
I've always assumed he's doing a Steph Curry impression because Steph was so cool. Because Steph does that.
I mean, there might be some truth to what you're saying, that he wasn't as comfortable. Like the old bulky mouth guards for quarterbacks, and you would see guys
take their mouth guard out, call the play in the huddle, put them back in as they're going to the line of scrimmage. But now, considering the relationship the NFL has with Invisalign and everything else, now those things are like molded to you, so you wouldn't necessarily have to take it out. It might just be a comfort thing for him. And whatever it is, as long as he doesn't, you know, end up messing himself up, it's all good with me.
Does it hit you like the baseball players with the shades on the hat?
I mean,
it hits you? Because it's similar in terms of like you're not even using something.
It's dangerous for sure, but if that's one of the idiosyncratic things that he needs to not worry about,
yeah,
that he's using it to not worry about other things, then so be it.
Can we play this really quick? Caleb was feeling himself in postgame, and your co-host on Friday, Carmen Vitale, asked him a question in postgame yesterday about all of the play action that's been going on and him lining up under center. And Caleb got flat out sassy and confident in his response.
What is it about that part of this offense, given how big of a part of this offense that is, the play action? What is it that makes you so successful in those situations?
Yeah, I don't know. I was told I couldn't get under center and you know, turn my back to the defense. So I don't know. No, I think I think the guys up front, they do a hell of a job for me.
Oh man,
sassy!
I love that because he's doing it. He's doing that all the time. Remember that concern? So many of the concerns have just faded away.
That's a fair concern, though.
I know, but now
for a guy that didn't really do it,
absolutely,
and it took a lot of reps for him to get comfortable with it.
He was 10 of 13. On play-action passes yesterday with a passer rating of 151, 141 yards and two touchdowns.
That's the idea. That's the whole point.
I don't know. I was told I couldn't get under center and turn my back to the defense.
Somebody say sassy.
That's what he's doing, man. That's Ben Johnson and the Jared Goff. That's like being able to do that in this offense, run the ball, and then be that good on play-action. That's why I thought it was his best day. That's a big part of why I thought. Like, he was killing it.
He's been bossy lately.
Sassy. 312-640.
Sounds a little sassy.
Yeah, that's right.
312-644-6767 is the number if you would like to jump in and talk about the Bears. There's one thing that has happened the last 2 weeks for the Bears that we do need to discuss.
Happened again.
Yeah, it did. So let's talk about that and figure out if there's something happening or if it's just bad luck and coincidence. It's next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting,
They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
For the Chicago Bears, Roma Dunze was out last week, been questionable with a foot injury. However, he is a good to go today. Full role for Roma Dunze.
There is some news, however. Roma Dunze, who missed the first game of his career last week with a foot injury, aggravated his foot injury in warm-ups. That's him out today. He is not going to play. We expected him to be back playing a big role, but he aggravated that foot injury during warm-ups, and so the Bears are without Roma Dunze.
That's crazy. I mean, that's back-to-back games where the Chicago Bears have lost somebody during pregame. Kyler Gordon last week, the nickelback, goes out in pregame warm-ups as well, and there was an impact on that game against Green Bay when C.J. Gardner-Johnson asked to come in and a couple of touchdowns there.
And that impact is further felt because Kyler is now on IR. That was another story to come out of this weekend, that they put Kyler on IR. So if you're going to see him play again, you're not going to see him play until the playoffs, hopefully.
At 5 o'clock, we will talk over all the Bears news of the day with our friend Adam Hoge from CHGO. But yeah, Kyler on IR. Today, Tremaine Edmonds was designated to possibly return.
The 21-day ramp-up has begun.
For Tremaine Edmonds. So you've got that going on. But yeah, you were concerned, and understandably so, about two straight weeks with somebody all of a sudden not being able to go after you had designated the inactive. So yeah, it costs you a roster spot.
So I feel like this is probably just
happenstance,
coincidence, right? Like that's what I hope, that it's just coincidence.
That's what we said about the White Sox soft tissue injuries until we had to say there was too many.
Yeah, and we're getting to a point. I wonder if that's one of those very small things from a process standpoint that might change. And who knows? Like, maybe Rome did feel fine, and he got on that turf yesterday and was like, you know, I just can't. I just don't feel like myself, and then you have to shut him down. And then with Kyler the week before, it might just be a player who's going through that stretch of, I've got soft tissue injuries, and this is something that's probably not going to change until there's a whole breakdown of him and how he's eating, how he's drinking, how he's stretching, how he's lifting. And maybe that's done inside of this new stint on the IR, or takes an entire offseason to get right.
Or both on very cold days. The Fridays before were also very cold. were they not pushed hard enough on the Friday? Was Kyler not really challenging those that soft tissue stuff? And was Rome not really bouncing around on his foot like he would on game day so you can make a decision on a Friday?
Yeah, I've been wondering about that part of it. Is there something to be learned here from a process standpoint? And Ben Johnson did talk about it earlier today. Here's what he had to say about it.
And with Rome Odunze, I know you said yesterday you didn't have any update initially. Update on him, but also he told us in October that the foot heel wasn't a simple fix. Is there any thought to maybe shutting him down for a little bit to get him healthy, or where do things stand with him right now?
Yeah, all options are on the table. We're going to do what's best for Rome first and foremost. I know he wants to be out there and helping. You know, it's hard to tell him no sometimes. He just wants to be out on the field competing and contributing and helping our team win. And so, you know, there may be a case that we got to protect him from himself a little bit just to make sure we get him right and he'll be able to help us down the road.
Well, protect him from himself. So maybe Rome said, I can go. Then they're like, well, you told us he can go and now you can't go. And
yeah, that's what I will say that's a way that stuff is taken away from you. And it's a matter of like, they have to trust you when you say yes in those situations. And then to get to the field and to get and have a game plan. Like if you felt like Rome was going to play, he was a major part of the game plan. Now, the good thing is that you have someone like DJ Moore that in the place of a Rome Odunze, he's been a number one receiver for his entire damn career.
He can be your number one, and he and Caleb looked good yesterday.
And Luther Burden looked good, too.
He did. Luther Burden a little bit hurt yesterday as well. So, I
do think that this is one of those things where a head coach has an opportunity to figure out player, staff, and process.
And it's one of those things that might not have gotten the full Ben Johnson look and potential overhaul his first time around, kind of like the special teams coordinator. Now, look, the special teams coordinator had a nice day yesterday, but if you told me that in the offseason there was going to be a special teams coach change and there was going to be a training staff change and recalibration, I would not be shocked.
Can I just say, we should give Ryan Pohl some credit. The Devin Duvernay signing has been huge for them. He's been a good player.
Yeah, as a wideout too.
As a wideout, as a kick returner, like he's been really good. And Bears players yesterday, like it's not necessarily a fun thing to watch, but it was yesterday. There was one of the returns, one of the punt returns, where they just destroyed the gunner from Cleveland. Just had him out of bounds. Had him run in the bubble trying to get back in bounds.
That's too bad that Gunnar Henderson got done like that.
No, not Gunnar Henderson.
Gunnar Esiason? Not him.
No, not him either.
Okay.
Did the Cubs make any moves over the weekend?
No, Lawrence.
No?
Thanks for asking.
I was just curious because I turned on MLB Network here.
No. Yeah.
And they're doing like game broadcasts. They're not even doing like breaking news and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, baseball.
No, there's a big pile of nothing going on. Giant pile of nothing. But it's Packers week, so I'm all
right. Damn it, it is Packers week.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Delwin. Hey, Delwin, you're on the score. How are you?
Good afternoon. Are you all able to hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What was going on? Were people not able to hear you today?
We got you.
This morning, yeah. Oh,
well, try now, because we got you.
I said, okay, cool beans, because I actually had two questions. The first one, very briefly, what is your assessment of shit?
See, now I got to dump you because you said something that sounded like something else.
I don't think he meant to say that either. Poor
that
Delwin.
That was a total accident.
That was a total accident.
That's why they couldn't hear you.
Yeah, because he called up then. And you probably said something like that.
That is the greatest phone call in the history of the score.
Was he talking about former Yankees pitcher Cam Schlittler? Is that what he was doing?
I don't think so.
I think he just watched Christmas Vacation, saw Cousin Eddie emptying the, yeah.
It's full. Schlittler is full.
I think he wanted to say Shador, but it did not come out. It did not come out that way.
No, give that man his hard D and his second syllable emphasis.
Careful. Yeah.
Let's take another one. We got another one.
Don't get personal with the kid's name, okay? We don't need your QB evaluations. Watch the game tape.
Hey, Tom, you're on the score.
Poor Dillon.
Hello?
Hey, Tom, we can hear you.
Hey, what's going on? All right, my question was, if the Bears beat the Packers and move to 11-4
yes,
and make the playoffs, is Ben Johnson guaranteed coach of the year?
No. He's not. There's quite a few candidates out there. Mike Vrabel and the Patriots, if they win that division from their turnaround, that's going to be tough not to go that way. And Liam Cohen and the Jaguars. Those, I think, are the top three. I mean, they'll probably be some more. Sean Payton going to get some votes out there
in
Denver?
Sean Payton should. Mike McDonald should in Seattle. Sean McVay in L.A.
Ooh,
so,
man.
No, I don't think it's a slam dunk that Ben Johnson wins Coach of the Year.
Someone's got a Ben Johnson ticket there, I think, for Coach of the Year. Wants to know how good of a Christmas it's going to be.
Hi, this is Kyle calling from FanDuel, and I'm wondering, he wants to know, should I spend this money after Saturday?
Don't spend the
Christmas
money.
Is Thursday or Wednesday.
Christmas is coming and the goose is getting fat.
Please put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny.
A half a penny will do.
A hey penny is the way that I learned it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a hey penny. Oh. If you haven't got a hey penny, well then F you!
That's not how the song goes. God bless you.
Oh, that's
it. Because you don't even have a half of a penny.
That's right. Yeah, poor person without a half penny. Yeah. Well, let's talk our way through another Christmas classic next hour.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Not that one.
No?
Not that one. You'll get canceled if you go with that one.
Oh, okay.
Don't do it.
Let's not talk about that. Uh-huh. Let's find out about the Bears and what people are saying about the Bears around the NFL. And also, crazy news day in the NFL yesterday. James Palmer is going to help us. Oh, also, some vindication for his podcast partner.
Oh, that's right. Because he said somebody was... Oof. Just a guy?
Just a guy. And yesterday he gave a just the guy effort. We'll talk with James Palmer next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.